The Palestine Report with Hafez Ibrahim Musa.
Time now for this week's Palestine Report with Radio Islam International's Hafez Ibrahim Musa. Hafez, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Israel planting trees to uproot Palestinians.
This is something that has been occurring in different areas of Palestine over a while, but in particular, we have the area of the Naqab, or the Negev, as Israel calls it, which is this huge desert or semi-desert area in the south, which very interestingly makes up almost half of the state, the current state of Israel's entire land mass. Now, in this particular area, there are an estimated 300,000 Palestinians who are called Bedouins, who live in this area, very simple type of lifestyle. And Israel does not recognize the existence in this particular area. So they live in particular villages, which Israel calls unrecognized. And despite the fact that they have been here for ages and for generations, Israel considers them to be trespassers. And time and time again, it's destroyed some of these Palestinian villages, some of them almost 200 times Israel has destroyed these particular villages. Now, since December, what has happened is the Jewish National Fund, which is a governmental agency or works closely with the Israeli government, in fact, since 1900, or almost 1900, it has been in existence. It has come to this particular area and has begun raising Palestinian lands, saying that it wants to plant trees or plant forests in this area. And Palestinians, the Bedouin villages in this area, are saying that this is just another effort by the Israeli state to remove them from this particular area. And what many people have been shocked with is the sheer force that the Israeli police have come in together with the JNF to try and suppress people in this particular area. So when people started protesting what was going on, they came in, they started tear gassing protesters, they started tearing down tents that people had put up in the area. But at the same time, we've seen youth and women particularly in the forefront of these protests, showing a lot of resilience, and they've also made the plight of the Bedouins, which was in existence for a long period of time, they've made it trend on social media with a particular hashtag called Save the Naqab or Save the Negev. So far, there have been something like 130 Palestinians who've been detained in this particular area. The effects of this are being felt even in the Knesset, where Palestinian parties are now threatening the very roots of the very shaky Israeli coalition that governs the country at the moment. And it's also focused attention on something that is called greenwashing, where the Jewish National Fund, which is very involved in the state of Israel, in purchasing land in the state of Israel, even before the state of Israel came into existence, they go around the world and tout their credentials as being an environmental organization involved in tree planting in Israel. But it obviously masks the fact that their activities very often are designed to steal Palestinian land, and in some instances also designed to cover up the ethnic cleansing of Palestine, so villages that were stolen or destroyed during the Nakba. A way to cover up the traces of this has been to build forests on these particular sites, and what is happening in the Naqab is basically an extension of that.
Now, huge victory for Palestine activists in the UK.
Yes, this has been claimed after the Israeli arms manufacturer, weapons manufacturer, Elbit Systems, in fact, it's the largest Israeli military company, was forced to shut down one of its branches in the United Kingdom, in the city of Manchester. Now, the company says that it shut down this branch as a result of its restructuring of United Kingdom operations, but activists in particular, but a group called Palestine Action in the United Kingdom are saying that no, this was a result of direct action and protests that they've taken against the company for more than 18 months, starting in 2020. And some of the things that they've done At this particular branch of the company, they occupied the company or the factory directly. On occasions, they sprayed blood red paint on the doors and the walls of the building, saying that this is symbolic of Palestinian innocent blood that was shed. And on other occasions, they even obstructed the gates to the factory. They locked the gates. They obstructed the roads leading to this particular factory. And now the activists are saying, as a result of all this direct action, which has incurred something like $100,000 worth of losses for the company, the company has now been forced with no choice but to shut down this particular plant in Manchester. Why it is significant for Palestinians is this is Israel's largest arms manufacturer. And one of its biggest clients is the Israeli government itself. It's provided equipment that it is used in the Israeli apartheid war. And its surveillance and imaging equipment is used extensively on drones that are used to attack Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. So this is being touted as a major victory. And going forward, the activists say that they are happy with what has been achieved, but they want to go further to shut down the company itself, as well as many of its other branches that are still operating in the United Kingdom.
And finally, Israel preventing the appointment of new guards at Masjid al-Aqsa.
A sensitive site like Masjid al-Aqsa obviously has important security needs. And even though it is under the direct control of the Israeli army and the Israeli police, Palestinian guards play an important role. Now, since 2017, there have been no new guards that have been added to the Palestinian guards at Masjid al-Aqsa, the Awqaf Muslim guards at Masjid al-Aqsa, and this despite a very important need to replace all guards that are now retiring and expand the size of the Muslim guard presence at Masjid al-Aqsa because of an increase in threats, an increase in settler incursions in Masjid al-Aqsa. The story is that the Israeli authorities are now blocking the appointment of new Palestinian guards at Masjid al-Aqsa. The old procedure was the Islamic Waqf at Masjid al-Aqsa usually would nominate a list of names of guards, new guards for Masjid al-Aqsa. It would send it to Jordan, which has custodianship of Masjid al-Aqsa, for approval. But what has occurred this time round is the Israelis are saying Jordan has nothing to do with this. The Awqaf should formulate their list and send it to the Israelis for approval. And the Israeli Internal Intelligence Agency, the Shabak, or the Shin Bet, would examine the list. And if it is happy with the list, the guards can take their posts. If it's not happy with the list, then it would even go to the extent of arresting the new guards at Masjid al-Aqsa. And the Awqaf is very strictly protesting this particular development. And it highlights two very important facts. The first, that guards are the front line, the Muslim guards are the front line of the defense of Masjid al-Aqsa, and that Israel does perceive their actions to be a threat, particularly their exposés on the kind of crimes that are being carried out in Masjid al-Aqsa by settlers. But this is not just an issue about guards at Masjid al-Aqsa, it's a much wider issue of ownership, sovereignty, and custodianship. And the fact that Israel is now targeting the Awqaf, and something that they had been doing at Masjid al-Aqsa for a long period of time, feeds into suspicions that Israel is trying to do away with the Awqaf altogether, a Muslim body of custodianship at Masjid al-Aqsa, and it wants to now meddle directly in affairs relating to Muslim control of Masjid al-Aqsa, raising suspicions of what Israel seeks to achieve once again in terms of control of Masjid al-Aqsa.
Afzab, shukran for your time as always.